Hello, Daniel. I hope everyone enjoyed that first episode because it's pretty amazing.
I tell you what, it was great for my young fellow. He loves playing tags, so just watching him just absorb everything that was going on, I reckon he's picked up some tips, that's for sure. It's a great family show.
Well, you know, it and my involvement in it, I think, speaks for what we're trying to do here, in that it's not just about the theatre and the costumes and the characters, which is very much an enjoyable part of it, but it's genuinely athletic. And the representation, as some of which you've already seen, of a whole variety of athletes from all over Australia, from a whole range of disciplines, almost every sport's represented at varying levels. We've got Olympians, we've got elite professional athletes who've had a crack at this. We've got retired professional athletes. We've got retired amateur athletes. But there are a lot of what you'd call elite athletes competing in this against the pro taggers, who are also from a variety of elite sporting achievements. It's a really interesting matchup. The pro taggers clearly have an advantage in that they have an existing discipline that they've trained for, whereas the contestants obviously haven't seen as much of the courses or can get their head around some of the strategies, but I think you'll find, as you've already seen actually, some of them do a pretty good job of improvising.
I tell you what, strategy is the key, that is for sure. Now, I must say, when I was at school, Bill, tag was the only game that we pretty much played at school. It was either that or marbles, and let me tell you, I got pretty good when it comes to tag, but watching that on Sunday night, without a shadow of a doubt, I went, nope, not a chance. But it's just amazing, as you say, the strategy involved in, you know, getting from one to the other.
Yes, and look, I think the obstacles, which we, I don't think you'd be the same, we didn't have too many obstacles
on
the playground back in the day, and I think these days it might be an issue with all the different, you know, OH&S problems that they have. But look, I think in a simpler form anyway, this is something that schools can really look at, because it's something that you don't have to be a supreme athlete to be good at. If you use your head and your agility, for example, you don't have to be particularly fast. And so there's all kinds of skills come into play if you use an obstacle course. Straight out on a paddock, you know, usually the quick people tend to win. But
yep,
it's a sport that I think has a lot of capability. I think in a slightly purer, more sort of less theatrical, put it that way, form, it could even be an Olympic sport. When you consider that skateboarding and a whole range of other interesting sort of what they call X Games now are part of the Olympic Games, why not this?
Well,
it has different names all over the world, even has different names all over Australia.
I tell you what, I'd rather have this in the Olympic Games than break dancing.
Well, yeah, there you go. I think a lot of people would agree with you, because there is a, if you want to, you know, have a debate about it, there's certainly an argument for that, because this does have a whole lot of capabilities that sort of suit the Olympic Games. It's not a phony sport by any means. I'm not saying breakdancing is, because funnily enough, some of the better performed people in ultimate tag are dancers, because clearly the physicality of dancing and the physical preparation for dancing actually makes you very agile and mobile and quick. So those people had some good skills, which they use well.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned there's a lot of background in relation to the sporting fields where people have come from, be it the contestants or the taggers themselves. When I first saw it, I instantly went back to many moons ago, Bill, Gladiators. Remember the TV show Gladiators?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's
a little bit of that. It's a little bit of ninja warrior, and it's quite unlike those in other ways.
Yeah.
So I just think that the fact that a lot of people, no matter how skilled they are, can really identify with the basics of this game, and I think it's one sport, as opposed to the two we've just mentioned, that you can go back to the schoolyard the very next day and play a form of, which I think is very exciting, and it's good for. Good for kids all over Australia.
Bill Woods from Ultimate Tag joins us this afternoon. Now, Bill, if you were a pro tagger, what would your character name be? And if you had to cut a promo, that had 30 seconds to cut a promo, how would you do it?
Well, I must admit, when I was first calling basketball and hosting it back in the day with Steve Carfino, his nickname for me was the Woodman.
Right. That makes
now,
sense.
I know that kind of infringes a little bit on Hollywood, who's a great kid, by the way. He's fantastic. If you haven't seen the show, watch out for Hollywood. He's a real showman. But I would be the Woodman, I think, and I'd be chopping people down. I'd be hacking down the course, cutting off the course, so to speak. And, yeah, my promo would be me wearing perhaps a, what's the lumberjack outfit?
Oh, the...
Isn't it flannelette shirt?
Flannelette shirt, that's the one.
With a cap on.
Yep.
Yeah. might be a bit of a bit annoying to run around the course in a flannelette shirt in the middle of summer. But anyway, that'd probably be my get up.
Nah. We could talk about it all day. And the visual image of that, Bill, thank you so much. That's what you're going to leave us with. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
Pleasure, Daniel. Anytime.